I'll call to order the conference committee on House File 936. We have a side-by-side in front of us, and for the most part it appears that most of the bill is identical. We've had some discussion. I think we can move through this fairly rapidly. Section 1 is identical. Representative Lemire?
Madam Chair, I would move to accept Section 1 of the Senate file.
Senate language. Any questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. In Section 2, there's some technical differences. I think it was Senate staff that made the recommendations for more clerical rather than substantive.
There was some punctuation.
Right. And so, Representative Lemire?
Madam Chair, I would recommend to accept Section 2 of the Senate language.
All right. Any questions?
Well, Madam Chair, 1.2 and 1.21 are different. The House version doesn't have those two lines.
Exactly. So
you're aware of that.
Yeah, we're happy to take the Senate language
of
Section 2, and I think that's what Representative Lemire just moved. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Section 2 of the Senate language is adopted. Sections 3 and, let's see, Sections 3 is identical. Representative Lemire?
Madam Chair, I would recommend to accept the Senate language for Section 3.
Any questions?
Madam Chair, what on identical language, why don't we accept the House language?
I was just trying to be deferential, and then it's a House file. And a freshman co-author here, so.
Be gentle.
So, we do get to adopt one section of the House language. We'll get there. So, Representative Lemire moves adoption of Section 3. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Section 3 of the Senate language is adopted. Section 4, under Subdivision 2, there's, again, some technical and punctuation differences, and we're happy to...
Madam Chair, I would recommend to accept the Senate language for Section 4.
Any questions? Representative Lemire moves the adoption of Section 4 of the Senate language. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Section 4 of the Senate language is adopted. Section 5 is identical. Representative Lemire.
Madam Chair, I would recommend to accept the Senate language for Section 5.
Any questions? If not, all those in favor of adopting the Senate language for Section 5 say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Section 5 of the Senate language is adopted. Section 6, there are differences, and the Senate took out the Subdivision 2 related to unprofessional conduct. The House would like to keep this language. We feel that it's important to the bill.
I have no problem with that, Madam Chair.
Representative Kubler, would you like to move Section 6 of the House language?
Sure.
All right. Any questions? If not, all those in favor of adopting Section 6 of the House language say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Section 6 of the House language is adopted. Section 7 is identical. Representative Lemire?
Madam Chair, I would recommend to accept the Senate language for Section 7.
Any questions? If not, we move to accept Section 7 of the Senate language. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Section 7 of the Senate language is adopted. We're now to Section 8. And the difference there is that in the Senate, I have to find the exact line, but the Senate, it's on line 710. The House has for actual and punitive damages. The Senate has just for damages. The House would be willing to accept the Senate position on Section 8.
Madam Chair, I would recommend to accept Section 8 in Senate language.
Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor of adopting Section 8 of the Senate language say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Oops. Section 9 of the bill is identical. And I believe Section 10 is also identical.
To do both?
I think we can do that for a big finale.
Madam Chair, I'd recommend to accept Section 9 and Section 10 of the Senate language.
All right, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Sections 9 and 10 of the Senate language are adopted. And members, in the side-by-side that we were provided, the same language in the House and the Senate, but that was a misprint in the side-by-side. Actually, when the Senate file left the Senate floor, there was no Section 11 of the bill, and at this time, the House would not be interested in moving Section 11 of their bill, so if we had a correct side-by-side, there would be no Section 11, so I think we'll just kind of let that lie. There won't be any Section 11 of the Conference Committee report as well. Are there any questions or comments?
And, Madam Chair, members, I do have the Journal of the Senate that shows that we did take out Section, we amended a Section 11 out yesterday on the Senate floor.
Okay. Did anybody want to testify on the bill, on the record? All right. Well, members, what we'll do is we'll take a motion here in a minute to adopt the Conference Committee report in total, and then we'll get this to the revisor. It shouldn't take a lot of time to get the Conference Committee report. We would ask that you stay here tonight until you sign the Conference Committee report. I don't know if you're just in recess to 7. You're probably going to be around anyway, but as soon as we get it, we'll track everybody down and get it so it can get posted tonight, because we're still under 12-hour rule before we can actually take a Conference Committee up. But it would be the intent that the House would take the Conference Committee report up on the House floor tomorrow morning. Okay. All right. Any questions? No? You want to make the final motion to adopt the Conference Committee report?
Madam Chair, I would move that we accept the Conference Committee report, or move the Conference Committee report. Is that the wording?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all. I'll move that.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion's unanimous. Thank you all. And I think, unless there's any other business, we will be adjourned, and we all might get a dinner break. Adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.